Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is David Johnson, CEO at Enveric Biosciences. David, it's good to meet you. How are you today?
It's great to meet you as well, Christine. I'm doing great, thanks.
That's good to hear. David, lots to talk about today. Let's first get a professional background from you. Prior to Enveric, you were the former CEO of Convatec and you oversaw the $4.1 billion spinout of Convatec from Bristol Myers Squibb. So let's get into your background to start off with.
So listen, I have been 35 years in the life sciences industry, to your point, really spent the first two-thirds of my career growing up in big corporations. To your point, was lucky and blessed to have been the chief executive officer of a company called Convatec. I was there for 11 years. We took it from a $180 million EBITDA company to a $520 million EBITDA company over that period of time. And in the middle of it, sold it out to private equity for $4.1 billion and then continued to build on that to make it a well over $5 billion organization. And since then, I've really spent the last 10 years in microcap companies as an investor, as a board member, and in some cases as an operator of companies, both public and private, which is how I've come into Enveric Biosciences as their CEO and chairman.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Enveric.
So Enveric, our mission is to extend and enhance the lives of patients who go through cancer therapy. And what people often don't recognize is the debilitating side effects that often come with the treatment of cancer. And you know, I always tell the story that it hit me so strong that last January I was in a leading oncology institution in New York City. And there was a patient who said, Mr. Johnson, and he had this radiation-induced dermatitis from head to toe. He said, you know, it looks like I may have been cured of cancer, but if this is how I have to live, maybe it would have been better that I wasn't. And that's the issues that patients go through. They're large markets, they're underserved clinically, the standard of care is very low. And we just think there's a wonderful niche to be able to move forward with our vision, which is to develop novel therapeutic drug solutions to increase the standard of care. And that's really what Enveric Biosciences is all about, Christine.
So what kind of advancements have you made towards doing this? I know that you did license five molecules from a company called Diverse Biotech. What did you find attractive about those and how will you take them forward?
So let me even take a step back before I give you the direct answer on that. We have three clinical initiatives going on right now, and each one of them we're moving forward with different therapeutic solutions. So I'm a big believer in this business model on the more shots on goal we have, the greater success that we're going to have as an organization for both patients and for shareholders. And so today we're using a combination therapy as we move forward in a potential opportunity to extend and enhance the lives of patients who go through glioblastoma. We've had an IRB approval in Israel, and we're waiting for the Ministry of Health for their final approval, and we're hoping to be in the clinic with a phase 1-2 study by the end of the year. We're using a novel formulation in the area of radiation-induced dermatitis, and again, hope to be in the clinic for a phase 1 safety trial by the end of the year. And then we're moving forward with yet to be determined opportunity from a delivery standpoint for chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy and specifically addressing the neuropathic pain. So three indications, three different ways of trying to address them from a therapeutic solution, which brought us into Diverse Bio. So Diverse Bio we liked, it was opportunistic. They use a conjugation therapeutic solution. So think of these five molecules. These are accepted molecules, four in dermatology, one in pain. And they have a unique linker mechanism which combines the CBD with the molecule to have the potential at least to create a new class of drugs to address some of the issues that we've been talking about in dermatitis, neuropathic pain, but in many of the other supportive care areas that we're moving forward. So it provides us with another therapeutic option to be able to address these needs.
So for this specific one, do you have any idea when you'll be in the clinic?
So remember, this is a mechanism or a pathway to create a proof of principle and then bring out, I'll call it dermatitis product 1A accelerated. And so I would expect that we'll have a product on the market first, and this would be the successor of a product afterwards, as it's still in the very early phases. The, you know, as we looked at this, the opportunity is so big. I mean, this is a home run if it works, and there's quite frankly very little risk. And so we're going to be some time before we get into the clinic with the actual conjugation, but we just see it as another therapeutic option to address this.
So talk to us about your current cash position. I know you did go public late last year and you did raise a significant amount of capital. So talk to us about how you'll use that and what your burn rate has been so far.
Yeah, we're pretty proud. So we came to market. We got to the public markets through a reverse merger. And those of your listeners out there know that reverse mergers can be fraught with some challenges. And we studied many of those challenges long before we went down this road. And you know, with some great advice and some a little bit of good luck, which you always need, and a lot of good management, I think we found ourselves 3 months into trading on NASDAQ in a very powerful position for a little company. So went public on December 31st, we started trading. We've now raised $23.5 million through two direct registered offerings. In addition to that, we had warrants which were exercised for $3.2 million. So, you know, just over $26 million of cash we've been able to put onto our balance sheets in the first 3 months of the year. We have absolutely no debt. And the liquidity in the stock has actually been maybe even just a little higher than we had expected, which has created an ability to really clean up our cap table very well. So we find ourselves with, call it 18 to 22 months worth of cash on the balance sheet, no debt, and a pretty clean cap table. So we feel like that financial base is really in order that we can both execute on the business plan we talked about, but second of all, you know, have an ability to focus in on where we need to go.
So as far as some of these near-term milestones, what are they?
So in the second half of the year, we look to be filing an IND for our radiodermatitis product. And in addition to that, we believe we will have be in the clinic and have a first patient in a phase one, phase two trial for that dermatitis product. So those are two key milestones in dermatitis. In the Ministry of Health approval, which we expect to have in Q3 for our glioblastoma initiative. And again, first patient in by the end of the year. Those are really the four key near-term milestones that people should be looking for from Enveric.
Seems like a busy year ahead, David. Good to see you. Thanks so much for the time.
Christine, thanks so much. Look forward to continue the discussion.